Hello and welcome to level 5 of 3 Extra Lives, a video game and trivia podcast. My name is Tom Knight and hello again! You're back for another level and I'm excited to have you. Last week I had a few messages to say that it was the toughest week yet. What did you think? I don't know. It was pretty tricky, but I didn't think it was too bad. And just wait till this week if you thought last week was tough. Oh boy. I just wanted to take this moment to say thank you to my Patreons, which 3 Extra Lives has a Patreon. We have a few lovely people over there that are supporting the show. And with that, I am giving behind the scenes recommendations to games that don't make it into a level of 3 Extra Lives. Right now, giving some weekly updates and just some additional little tidbits that I couldn't fit into a regular episode. And if you want to support the show, if you're enjoying what I'm doing here, head on over to patreon.com/3extralives and you can find more information there. But with that out of the way, let's get started. How many of you remember this? Sega! It's iconic, isn't it? It's just a sound from the 90s right there. And I'm playing this sound because the Sega Genesis is returning. Sega Genesis Mini is coming out in September 2019. That's this year, for a mere $80, which works out at about £60. You can relive the glorious Sega Genesis or Sega Mega Drive if you were in Europe. You can relive those glorious years. And it's going to include 40 games. So far, as of this level, we've had 10 of those games revealed. And that's going to be Sonic the Hedgehog, Echo the Dolphin, Castlevania, Space Harrier 2, Shining Force, Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, Toe Jam and Earl, Comic Zone, one of my personal favorites,
Live from Your Grave,
that's Altered Beast, and Gunstar Heroes. And more games will be revealed over the next coming months, and for one, I'm hoping that Landstalker, The Treasures of King Knoll, gets added to that. That is one of my favorite games ever, so I would love to see if they add that to it. What game would you want on there? Is your favorite game already included in the initial list, or is there something that you would love to see on there as well? Maybe something a bit obscure that you wouldn't expect. We obviously don't have Streets of Rage or Street Fighter, for example. Those are pretty big titles that I remember playing a lot of in the 90s. And we've seen mini versions of classic consoles become something of a trend recently. Nintendo with their NES Classic and SNES Classic. And Sony followed suit as well with the PlayStation Classic, but that wasn't received quite as warmly. But I have a feeling that the Sega Genesis is going to be gratefully received by many people, me included. Just having that simplicity of all those retro games and in a nice little console that you can plug straight into your TV, fire it up, and just reliving those retro memories. But if you're someone that didn't grow up with the Sega Genesis, you might say, well, what's the big deal? But these are great opportunities to go back and play the games that shaped where we are in the video game industry now. And although Sega doesn't make consoles anymore, they were a big player at one stage in that market. And it's just great to go back and relive these memories. Maybe you have memories attached to these games as well. I know I do, especially with the likes of Sonic the Hedgehog, where I spent many hours obsessing over that game and the sequels and playing them over and over again. It never seemed to get old and it always felt like a challenge and definitely be something to be excited to go back to. It's trivia time and I'm gonna keep it in the realm of Sega Mega Drive, Sega Genesis. Can you name the side-scrolling beat-em-up medieval fantasy game featuring three heroes that famously appeared on the Sega Mega Drive / Genesis? The answer is Golden Axe. I tried so hard not to mention this during the actual segment. I didn't want to spoil the question for you, but what an amazing game Golden Axe was. Spent many hours in that one too. keeping a bit of a retro theme this week in 3 Extra Lives, and if you're a 90s child, do you remember cheat codes? Do you remember going out to your local newsagents or corner shop and picking up a magazine that had a little book attached to it which was full of cheat codes, or even beyond that, those magazines had a page maybe at the very back where it had phone numbers that you could call for cheat codes? That seems like so long ago and such a backwards way of doing things now that it's hard to believe we ever did that at all. I didn't call the phone numbers, just putting that out there, but I did pick up a lot of magazines and a lot of cheat code books. And I'm bringing this up because over on the website Quora, which is a question and answer site where people can submit questions, and usually you get some pretty awesome answers from people within various industries, somebody asked the question, why video game cheat codes were first invented. Unfortunately, Mike Prink, a video game technical designer, answered. I had never really thought about the concept of why cheat codes were invented. I always just thought they were there because let's make the game more fun, or let's just have a bunch of these that people can experiment with. Slightly true, because when it comes to cheat codes being invented, it was actually a debug feature for use by development and quality assurance staff during the testing phase of a game. It is, in its basic form, being able to replicate certain aspects of the game that would usually take a lot of time to acquire or would be unattainable. So during a normal playthrough of a game, you might be collecting weapons or items or abilities, but it could take a while to do that. So with cheat codes, you would be able to bypass that time to do that and get to the scenario that you needed to test a lot quicker. And it gave developers shortcuts for those things. We've seen it in various games that you can do crazy stuff like become invincible or have unlimited ammo in your shooty games, or such cheats as Noclip, which allows you just to disobey the laws of physics and just float around the zone and get to places that you might not normally be able to if you're playing the game legitimately. But I just thought it was interesting to take a step back into memory lane again and think about cheat codes and how that used to be a really big thing, especially during the likes of the Sega Mega Drive days or Super Nintendo, and even PlayStation 1. I feel like that was still a time where cheat codes were prevalent, but these days it's not something I actively seek out. I don't even know if many games still advertise the fact that they do have cheat codes. I know there's a few games out there, specifically Rage and Rage 2, which do actively push that out there, but do you remember using cheat codes? Do you still use cheat codes? Is it something that you actively go seeking out? I could just type into Google cheat codes for video games and I'd probably find loads of them, but it's just a mentality thing for me now, with much of gaming being online, that cheating is frowned upon. It's not something that you even want to say, that, oh, I cheat. And I don't think it's so bad if you're doing it in single player games. You can use that as a sandbox for experimental, but in any sort of multiplayer format, cheating is just not good. It's not fair, it's not cool, and I think just having that mentality has removed the curiousness of cheat codes for me. But I know back in the day, a lot younger Tom didn't mind using the old level select or using something to get extra health in certain games. I'm thinking Resident Evil, for example, not running out of ink ribbons or something like that. Yeah, let me know what you think. Cheat codes. It's trivia time. Be warned, this might be the hardest question ever asked in 3 Extra Life's history. It's very short history so far, but still, this is a toughie. What is the cheat code? Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, better known as. That is the Konami code. Did you get that right? If you did, give yourself an extra life and also give yourself a pat on the back. That is some impressive video game knowledge, my friend. And finally today, I bring you a recommendation. A recommendation called Heaven's Vault, which is newly released on PC and PS4. And it's by Inkle, the creators of 80 Days and Sorcery. You will be following archaeologist Alia Elsra and her sidekick Six into the depths of the Nebula, and that's where they live. And you will be heading to the ruins of a lost age and a discovery that will change things forever. This game caught my eye because it is absolutely beautiful. It is hand-drawn 2D art and it's set within a magnificently beautiful 3D environment. And it brings the world to life. It brings character expressions. You just look at them and you know what they're thinking. And the premise behind this game is that Alia Elsra is searching for a missing roboticist. You will explore a wide variety of locations, from desert moons to ruined palace to bustling market towns, where you'll uncover information and clues locating to this missing person. But that's not all. This game features its entire ancient alien hieroglyphic language. How cool is that? And this is used as a major puzzle mechanic within the game, where you're uncovering words to solve puzzles and progress in the story. But even more amazing is that you can make wrong choices in this game. You can be set on the wrong path. Every choice that you're making in this game has an impact, and the game will remember how you choose and what that means in the future. So if you've played games like Telltale Games, for example, or Life is Strange, or even BioWare games such as Dragon Age or Mass Effect, where you do have those dialogue situations that end up having an implication. In this game, the puzzles where you decipher the information, how you decipher that could lead you down the way you're supposed to be going, or a totally different direction as well. And Alia has a ship as well. It's called the Nightingale, and it gets to sail through the rivers of space, and you'll discover more of this amazing world that has been created. And I'm really excited to check this out. There's a real diversity within the character set in this game as well, and they're going to react to everything you do, and they're also might try to trick you. Some of them might try to fool you and put you on the wrong path. It's just an incredibly beautiful game. Check it out. There's links in the show notes over at 3extralives.fireside.fm. Check this one out. It you have to see it to just appreciate its beauty, but I think it's going to be a massive hit. It is definitely one for you to add to your wish list and get added to your collection as soon as possible. And it's trivia time. Speaking of heaven, because we were talking about Heaven's Vault, I'm trying to keep it in the realm of heaven, hell, that kind of realm. So with that in mind, in what game series has an installment known as the Angel of Darkness? That is Tomb Raider. Another Tomb Raider Lara Croft question coming in, but I'm not biased at all. If you got that right, give yourself an extra life. And that's it, everyone. Another level of 3 extra lives. Can you believe we've completed 5 levels together already? That is unbelievable. I just don't know where the time is going. How did you find this week's quiz? Did you get that second question right? If you did, I want to hear from you. Even if you only got that one right, I want to hear from you. And don't get downhearted even if you did get one, because getting one is still an achievement in my book. You still get a nod of approval. If you want to find out more about the show, why not follow us on social media over on Facebook and Twitter at 3extralives. Like I mentioned before, you can find everything about this show in its show notes over at 3extralives.fireside.fm. If there's something I've talked about and you want some more details about it, head over there and there'll be links for you to do that so you don't miss out. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you in level 6!
This show is brought to you by Dragon Powered Studio. Find more at DragonPoweredStudio.com.